Okay. Christina is calling us from Seattle, I believe.
Yes. Hi, hi,
Hello,
Dr.
ma'am.
Wright. I spoke to you last Saturday. I asked you about iron, and I didn't have the info. I'm looking at my test results here. Iron serum, 151 says above normal high. The high range is 139 according to that lab. And the ferritin was tested also. It says above normal, 167. And the range here is the highest is 150. And I know that it's good to donate blood, but my veins are so tiny. It has only worked once for me
Oh dear.
to donate blood.
Yeah. Well, you know what may be driving your blood count up in your particular circumstance, since you got both the iron checked and the ferritin, and the iron is much more important anyway,
Okay.
is just simply iron intake. I'm sure you don't use an iron fry pan or any other ironing. Nope. And do you live in an old house which might have old metal pipes or anything?
It might, but we distill our own water, so I don't drink any water out of our pipes.
Okay. Well, have you been to see a doc skilled and knowledgeable in natural medicine about this, ma'am?
Yes, I have, but I don't know. I don't feel it's been resolved. My questions have not been answered here, so I don't know what else I can do.
Well, the reason I was asking you that is I was wondering if you've been tested, and by the way, there is testing for a hereditary problem which causes iron to accumulate in the body more than most other people do. It's called hemochromatosis. And I was wondering if you'd been tested for that, because if you're distilling your water and you don't have iron fry pans and you've still got a high serum iron, and folks, the serum iron is much more important than the ferritin in this problem, then just maybe you've got that hereditary thing going on. Now, let's say you do. What are they going to tell you to do about it? Oh, go no donate blood. I'm sorry. That's the problem, ma'am.
Okay, I guess I could maybe go in and have somebody draw blood. They just can't get enough in a half hour because before it what does it gels
Caught?
or whatever. So they have to use a bigger needle, and then my veins turn and collapse and all that stuff.
Well, there's one other thing to keep in mind then, ma'am. It's possible that your blood is clotting more easily than it should. Do you happen to take any things that thin out the blood safely, such as fish oil?
Yes, I take a tablespoon every day.
Good for you. And have you tried donating blood since you did that?
No, well, I gave up on it because I was told all the people at the donation center, all they do is blow up my veins, and it's just not
Okay. Now,
successful.
there also are some doctor's offices that do what's called therapeutic phlebotomy. And all that means is it's like donating blood, except it's not donated to anybody. They just say, do you want this? Or they throw it away, you put it into your rose bushes or whatever. And they take a little more time with each person. Now, unfortunately, that costs more money than going to the blood bank. You don't have to pay them anything to go to the blood bank.
Okay, well, it's certainly an option here. And I will get that checked too. And let's see, I wanted to ask you too, if I may. For a few months now, when I lie in bed, more often than not, I wake up in the night with pain in one of my hip joints. As I'm lying flat, I never feel it walking or sitting or anything else. So is it something I need to have x-rays, or what could cause it?
Is it the same hip every time, or does it vary from hip to hip?
It's the same one each time.
Okay, ma'am, then you want to have that doctor skilled and knowledgeable in natural medicine press gently, of course, all around the side of the hip there. Sounds like you may be activating a bursitis, because the bursitis is right over the bone that sticks out the most on the side of the hip. And if you check yourself, you can check yourself when you're lying in bed, and oh darn, there's that pain. Take your finger to the point of the pain, push hard, and if it hurts more, you probably got bursitis, ma'am. And now, we have to end here soon because we've got a break. Break I went past, but let me say this. If you do find that pain gets worse when you push on it, and it's probably bursitis, get that verified, it is or isn't bursitis, by a doctor who knows what they're doing in natural medicine, because the doctor will also know that years ago, somebody found that if people took daily B12 shots until the bursitis pain went away, mm-hmm. it went away in the large majority of cases.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But it had to be a shot. The pill wouldn't work. It had to be a shot.
A shot, okay.
Okay, ma'am.
So could you hold me over the break, or do we need to quit?
Oh, I'm sorry. We've got a lot of people waiting here.
Okay, well, thanks for the info.
For the what?
For the info. Thank you.
Oh, for the info. Okay, I think I heard you wrong there, ma'am. Thank you.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye.